Some parents at Franco Jeunesse Elementary School are upset that they were told last minute their child's school is going to be used as a polling station. The school is located in Sandy Hill. It does go up to grade 6, I should add. So most of the students are too young to be vaccinated, and parents say they're concerned about safety. Joining us right now, Lawrence Aronovich has a child in grade 2 at the school. Lawrence, thank you so much for coming on.
Pleasure to be here.
Tell our listeners why you were upset by this news.
Well, I'm sure many of your listeners are also parents, and I doubt many of them would be happy to learn that their child's school was being used as a polling station during a pandemic, especially an elementary school like Franco Jeunesse, where the students are not even vaccinated. And I just can't imagine why anyone would have thought that this would be a good idea. We have a school board that claims that, you know, the safety and welfare of the students is their primary top priority, but instead they go out and rent the gym to Elections Canada so that hundreds of people who may or may not be vaccinated can pass through the premises on election day.
Lawrence, how were you first advised this was happening?
We found out about this. It was buried in an email, a routine email that the school sent out to parents on Friday night.
And what was your initial reaction when you got that email, when you read the particular part saying it was going to be a polling station?
We were shocked, not least because we had participated in an online town hall with the school administration the night before and with the school board the night before that, in which all sorts of issues surrounding the school year were being discussed, including COVID matters. And somehow nobody thought to mention, oh, by the way, your elementary school full of unvaccinated children is going to be used as a polling station on election day. So we were shocked.
The officials have come out and they've said the health and safety of students and staff is not going to be compromised. The students are not going to be mixing or mingling with the voters, and that they won't come into contact with voters or any of the staff for Elections Canada. Does that comfort you, or does that address any of the concerns that you have?
What would comfort me would be if they took the health and safety and welfare of the students as a top priority and not have the polling station in place. Since they decided to go ahead and do that, the parents have gone to the school board and offered all sorts of possible alternatives to try and remedy the situation. But the school board has been very reluctant to listen to our suggestions, and I don't know if they're going to put any of them into place.
Okay, and Ontario's Chief Medical Officer of Health has established some criteria for selecting suitable schools. Part of that is that there has to be direct access to the polling site, there has to be one or more separate entrances and exits, and there has to be no contact. Just looking at the school specifically, because you're quite familiar with it, do you have a sense of what that route is going to look like within the school?
Well, I've never actually been inside the school because our daughter started there last year during the pandemic, and parents are not allowed in the building at all, which I think is a great policy during a pandemic. So I can't speak to whether allowing hundreds of possibly unvaccinated people into the building makes good sense or not. Other parents who are more familiar with the building tell me that it's necessary to pass through corridors and stairwells to get to the gym that they're talking about. And in any case, Franco Jeunesse is a beautiful old school building. It's over 100 years old, and it's not exactly got the most modern, up-to-date ventilation in it as a consequence. So how are we to be reassured that the airflow between the gym where the voters are is going to be separated from the airflow where the students are?
Right. So you've got these concerns. Have you spoken with anybody at the specific school about it?
We've spoken to the school. We've spoken to the school board. The school board had a meeting last night at which many parents voiced their concerns, and there was a motion put forward at the board to take a look at this issue and think, well, you know, maybe this wasn't a good idea in the first place. But the board decided that they were going to continue with it. Some of the reasons that trustees offered were, well, we've already signed a contract with Elections Canada, or, well, you know, we want to be good citizens and make sure that the sacred right to vote is available to all voters. Nobody's wanting to stop anybody from voting. We're just saying that maybe voting in a building full of unvaccinated children is not the best way to do that.
So just to return to what they're saying, they said it's a challenge to find polling locations, that it's too late to change the polling location, that this meets all of the criteria that has been set out, that there will be no mixing, the kids will not be exposed to the voters, and they'll be in a separate location with a separate entrance. I know you said you proposed alternatives, but is there any way that parents like yourself would be happy with voting in the school with additional measures? Or is there anything that they could do keeping the polling station in the school that would convince you it is safe?
Well, I did have a conversation with Elections Canada, and they tell me that they are putting in some measures that will go some steps forward towards trying to address some of these issues. They're going to be putting up fencing. I understand that they're going to be putting in portable toilets out of doors, so that Elections Canada staff don't have to go into the building to use the washroom facilities that students or staff are using. So I appreciate that there has been some movement to address concerns and that they have accepted some of the suggestions that we've made. But let's not forget that it's a little bit strange to say, well, it's too late to do anything about it now, when they knew months ago that this was going to happen. It's just too late because they didn't get around to telling us about it until now. And I think they knew that we would be upset and figured they could just say, well, it's too late. We're sorry, we can't do anything about it.
Do you think things would have been different for parents like yourself if they had given you earlier notice?
I think they would have had more time to find alternative solutions if they had let us know a little bit earlier. But it would have been wiser of them not to have gone down this road in the first place. The school board had a choice. They could have said no to Elections Canada. Many other school boards have said no to Elections Canada for exactly these reasons. We suggested that they move a professional development day that's scheduled for the 27th up to Election Day. The school board in Peel is doing exactly that, so that students don't have to be in the building that day. The school board said, no, we can't do that. The school board apparently does not want to address this issue. So I'm afraid that we are stuck with the half measures that they're going to put in place instead.
Two more questions for you, sir. When you said you were talking about alternatives, what are the alternatives in your mind, alternative locations?
There are other locations in the area that could have been used. I know that there were some that were not available. For example, I know Elections Canada approached the University of Ottawa, which is just a few blocks away. And the university said, unfortunately, to be on campus, you need to be vaccinated, which is a wise policy. You can't come on campus to vote if you're not vaccinated, and Elections Canada can't ask voters whether they're vaccinated or not. But advanced polling was available at the Sandy Hill Community Center, which is just down the street from the school, over 4 days this past weekend. I don't see why that wouldn't be an alternative to consider as well. There are church basements that are available that could be considered. I know of another school board that's arranged for tents to be placed out of doors so that the voting can take place out of doors rather than indoors. With enough time, it's possible to find creative solutions to these problems. But the board has dug in its heels and is staying the course.
And finally, given your concerns that you've laid out, knowing that this is going ahead, despite protest from some of the parents, will you be sending your child to school that day?
No.
You're going to keep your child home?
That's right.
Lawrence, thanks so much for coming on the show. Greatly appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Lawrence Aronovich has a child in grade 2 at Franco Jeunesse, laying out concerns by a group of parents at that school who said they were told last minute. They've pushed back against this. They've told them that they don't feel comfortable with Elections Canada having a polling station. And at this point, they've been told this is the plan. We don't have time to find another location anywhere else. And they've also reassured the parents, or they've tried to reassure the parents, saying that there will be hand sanitizer, there will be distancing, there will be mask wearing, and separation between students and kids. But I wonder how you feel about that, parents. I know a lot of you have been texting in about the election, but what do you think about having a polling station in a school at this point in the fourth wave?